Israeli media say Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to announce a freeze on the controversial judicial overhaul legislation. It comes after weeks of mass protests and calls in the past couple of hours from the Israeli president, again, to stop the process. Hundreds of thousands of Israelis took to the streets on Sunday night after Netanyahu fired the defense minister. Yoav Gallant had broken ranks to criticize the judicial overhaul. While Myanmar's military leader, Min Aung Hlaing, has delivered a defiant speech there on Armed Forces Day, it's also the second anniversary of a crackdown on opponents to the military leadership, in which more than 100 protesters were killed.
The army will put an effort into achieving full law enforcement and tranquility across the union to ensure the socioeconomic security of all citizens. While pursuing these goals, I'd like to remind that lawful actions will be decisively taken against the National Unity Government of Myanmar and terrorist organizations and some ethnic armed organizations sponsoring terrorism. Thus, martial law is increasingly being imposed in important townships that need to be controlled during the second phase of the state of emergency.
South Korea's military says North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea off its east coast. It's the latest in a series of launches as a U.S. aircraft carrier is set to arrive in South Korea. Japan says the two missiles landed outside its territorial waters. Russia has again been condemned by the West after President Vladimir Putin announced he would position tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. NATO says it would be dangerous and irresponsible, and the European Union says that Belarus could face more sanctions. A mass public transport strike is underway right now in Germany. Air, rail and bus services have all ground to a halt. It's the biggest walkout in 30 years. It comes after a series of failed talks with employers in recent weeks over wages. Search and recovery crews are digging through flattened homes, looking for survivors in the southern U.S. state of Mississippi. U.S. President Joe Biden has declared a state of emergency. At least 25 people are known to have died. Polls have closed in Cuba, where voters have been electing a new National Assembly. Those legislators will then elect a president. It's expected to be the current president, Miguel Díaz-Canel.
This week on The Take, why the LGBTQ plus community in the U.S. says it's fighting for its rights and survival. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.